Yeah, you know, sometimes you do things for attention because you need it. Other times it's legit. It's not for attention. I think that's what we're trying to deal with here with our listener, David.
In quotes.
In quotes, yeah, who messaged us about his girlfriend.
Yeah, he says, hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice. You two are the perfect people to help me sort this out.
Are we now?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I have been together for 3 years. I love her, but there's something she does that's really starting to wear on me.
Okay.
She constantly pretends to be sick or injured, and it's getting hard to deal with.
Mm.
One day, she's telling me she can barely walk and needs a wheelchair. I've actually pushed her through them all before because she said her legs hurt too much to stand.
Oh, wow.
And then the very next day, she's jogging up the stairs like she's been training for a marathon.
Okay.
It's not just once or twice. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She'll claim to have migraines, stomach issues, or that she's too weak to go anywhere, but then she'll magically feel fine the second there's something fun she wants to do with her friends.
Mm.
So if I try to bring it up or ask if she's seen a doctor, she either gets defensive or changes the subject.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't tell if she's doing it for attention, if there's actually something wrong. But it's taking a toll on me. I feel like I'm always playing the role of caretaker, even though it doesn't really seem like she needs help most of the time. I'm exhausted, starting to feel resentful, which I hate because I do care about her.
Oh, sure.
Have you ever heard of anyone acting like this? Is there a way I can bring this up without it turning into a huge fight? Or am I crazy for thinking this is a red flag?
Wow.
Thanks for any advice you can give.
Wow.
I mean, we have experience with someone that claimed to have a lot of medical issues.
Yeah, but we didn't, like, no one addressed it with him. Like it wasn't no, it wasn't a thing
well,
that we...
It was one point... thing you thought you couldn't. You'd feel like an awful person if you did.
So,
it but doesn't... turned out our instincts were right.
So, he's asking, how do I find out if she's really hurting? Because I mean, let's give her the benefit of the doubt for a second.
Right.
Let's assume that maybe she's got some gastrointestinal issues, maybe she's got some,
and those,
you know,
can be temporary.
Yeah, and maybe she's got migraines and or gets migraines, you know, and that's something that happens almost on a daily basis. And
yeah, he's thinking it's odd though that she seems to have like miraculous turnarounds.
Yes,
and recoveries.
Yeah, it's the recoveries. And now
so
I'm not
he's
gonna,
questioning whether it's legit,
right? And I'm not going to necessarily poo-poo the hey, let's rally for something that I really want to do and kind of push what I'm dealing
through
with,
whatever. Yeah,
yeah, push through this. But yeah, I get that. You're like, hey, so which is it? Are you sick or not?
Well, and he says that he's like pushed her to see a doctor and she gets real defensive about it. But I feel like at this point he's got enough instances
mm-hmm.
and enough different ailments that, you know, he's just like, listen, you've been having a lot of issues and I feel like you should at least like get a checkup with a doctor just to see if there's something that's causing all these episodes.
All right. If you've got a experience dealing with something like this, and I don't want to call her a hypochondriac or, you know, anything like that, because
I understand his frustration.
Yes. Let us know maybe how you dealt with it in a way that maybe, quote, David could deal with it too, because that's a tough one. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. We got an interesting message from a listener who wants to be known as David. And he's having an issue with his girlfriend who he's starting to believe she's just being sick for attention.
Yeah, he says that, you know, she seems to be sick or injured quite often, but then like miraculously the next day,
yeah,
she's fine, or hours yeah. later, and seems to coincide with if there's something fun to do with her friends. And he's just kind of now questioning, is this legit? Is it a red flag? How do I bring this up without turning it into a huge fight? Because, you know, he has asked her before to go to a doctor and
right.
get checked out, and she gets defensive and just kind of shuts it down, changes the subject. So he's just like, what do I do with this? Because it's kind of taxing. It's wearing on me after mm-hmm. 3 years of being in a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, and look, we've got some texts from listeners. One in particular said, "No, you're not crazy for thinking this is a red flag. I had an ex that did this, and it was a manipulation tactic."
Oh wow.
Oh gosh.
And she said, "At first, I was truly concerned for his health, so I insisted we go see a doctor. We went several times for migraine, headaches, and intestinal issues, other various ailments. None of the doctors could ever find out what was wrong. The moment he wanted to do something, he was miraculously fine, though. So finally, I just straight out asked him if he was faking being sick to get out of things that interest me or to keep me at home when I wanted to go somewhere. After years of battling, he finally admitted it."
Oh, gosh.
"That yes, indeed, that's what he was doing."
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
And then Trish says it's really hard to tell sometimes from the outside looking in how someone is really feeling. "I struggled with so many different medical ailments for almost 20 years that some people did actually think that I was either faking or not in as much pain and distress as I was. You get to the point where sometimes you stop going to doctors because you feel like they think you're crazy too, or they can't find what's going on. I'm not saying that's the case here, yeah. but it's where I was many years ago. When I finally saw the right doctors, everything became clear and I felt validated."
Richard.
"So my wife actually has a gastrophical disease. She has Crohn's, and she does the similar situations where like 1 week she'll be, you know, in pain, and then the next day she'll be up and cleaning and going to the park with our son and, you know, all sorts of things. My advice for David is for him to track the symptoms and talk to somebody that he knows that is educated on, like, the doctor side and see if there's similarities. But it is a red flag that if she doesn't want to at least be seen when he is concerned, that is a giant red flag."
All right. Well, hey, thank you. Appreciate that, Richard. And hopefully your wife is able to continue to recover and do well in that situation.
Gretchen is texting, "As a therapist, I see this often.
Mm-hmm.
I think the person that isn't sick should maybe ask this person every time that they have a problem. You know, you have to go to a doctor for that, right? Have you gone to the doctor? It could be like fibromyalgia or something that she's going through, but even she doesn't realize why, or she could just want attention. Instead of looking at it as attention seeking, it could be the way that she learned to get her needs met," which is very interesting. But again, I feel like he's got enough ammo and enough instances to where he just kind of insists, you know, "You need to really get this addressed because I'm concerned about you." If he comes at it with, you know, concern instead of being annoyed by it,
right? So
maybe he can convince her.
So Autumn, you kind of have gone through this with you know, chronic migraines and you know issues where you feel fine one day and you feel terrible the next. What would you say to, I guess, David? You know, are you erring on the side of, hey, to tell her to go to the doctor? Yeah.
And again, I am on the side of go to the doctor, even though I am one of those persons who actually hates doctors.
Yeah, right.
I have to see them all the time, though. But it helped to know that it wasn't in my head. And, you know, and a lot of other people are happy to know that it's not in my head.
Right. Yeah, probably your husband, too. Yeah.
So, yeah,
maybe that's what he goes by. It's like it maybe come with the angle of, you have to be sick of dealing with all this, right? So let's try to get some answers as to what's going on.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is that as far as like migraines and as far as the muscle spasms, they have medicine that helps keep that down.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest factor of help for me, is that I have a lot less bad days now.
Oh,
so.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, thank you. Appreciate that and for sharing that.
I think that's the avenue we go down, because, I mean, he's just kind of roll in saying you have to be tired of feeling bad often, right?
Yeah. Can I...
Let's find some answers.
Yeah, can I go ahead and make this appointment for you, and maybe we just figure this out, right?
Yes. I think if she understands that he's truly concerned about her and wants to get her help because he hates seeing her suffer, then maybe that's what convinces her to go to a doctor. Or she'll admit she's just doing it for attention. I think either way, it'll force...
Just kidding.
No. Yeah, yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, but we've heard...
We've heard that's a thing.
Yes, we've heard that's a thing, but we've also heard from people who are like, yeah, I feel exactly what she's going through. So
she's going to be validated what she's feeling, and I think would be good for everybody, and then help them figure out, okay, how do we manage it and have, as Autumn mentioned, less bad days.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Good luck. That's tough for both you and your girlfriend. But yeah, keep us posted on that.